Hi, I'm conductor Christopher Rowntree, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, your gateway to news and classical music from Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Esko, and I'm 10 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Esko. And good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to an all-new week on IPR's Kids Commute. We will answer last week's Quizlet after the music. Well, it is Halloween week. Halloween is coming up, so it is Spooky Week on IPR's Kids Commute. This is going to be fun. Let's ask you a question. Why are crows considered spooky? They're just black birds, right? I mean, the sound they make is kind of annoying, but why are they considered spooky? Well, crows are carrion birds. That is, a bird that lives on eating dead things. So they're always around when there are dead things around. You might see crows up in a tree next to the body of a deer by the road, for instance. You know how animal groups get specific names, like a gaggle of geese or a pride of lions? A group of crows is called a murder. Yikes! We're going to hear a song about a very spooky crow today. It's a piece of Lieder, which means it's poetry set to classical music. And it's from a song cycle called Winterreise, which means Winter Journey, by the composer Franz Schubert. He was an Austrian composer who was born in 1797 and died in 1828 at only 31 years old. He died while he was still making edits on some of this music. And that's extra spooky because this music is about a crow following a guy around because the guy thinks he's going to die any minute and the crow is just waiting to eat him. He says, "It won't be much longer now. Crow, show me constancy unto death." This will be sung in German by Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, but I don't think you'll have any trouble understanding what it means. Here is Die Krähe, the crow.
Wunderliches Tier, willst mich nicht verlassen? Meinst wohl bald als Beute hier meinen Leib zu fassen? Nur es wird nicht weit mehr gehen an dem Wanderstabe.
That was Die Krähe, the crow, by Franz Schubert. Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau was followed around by the creepy crow, along with the pianist Murray Pariah. Well, kids commuters, that's our start to Spooky Week. Let's answer last week's Quizlet. We asked you, what sound does the demon Mephistopheles make to annoy people and make them uncomfortable? The answer is,
He whistles. If you got it right, great job. Your Kids Commute prize pack is on the way. I'd also like to give a special shout out to Kids Commuter Finn, who answered the question in person when I bumped into her this weekend. You can answer via our text message, or if you bump into me, tell me what the answer to the Quizlet is. You can try again when we ask you our new Quizlet question this coming Friday, and we'll let you know which episode will contain the answer. Well, that's it for today's Kids Commute, and if a crow starts following you, don't be freaked out. Just chew it away. See you tomorrow.
Interlocking Public Radio.